You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio here in the Shuswap. Community radio, a not-for-profit alternative dedicated to variety and diversity in voice and opinion. To find out more about your community radio, go to voiceoftheshuswap.ca and see what The Voice has to offer you. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we're listening to Sandy Cameron's All Request Night. Before the break, Sandy's quintet asked if we'd met Miss Jones. Up next, we'll hear them play the theme from the film Black Orpheus. But first, Sandy Cameron tells us about his time in Victoria.
Let's talk about your trip to Victoria and back. Now, I sort of remember that the reason you guys went there was health reasons. You didn't want to be slipping on the ice.
That was a major thing, the ice and the weather here, and our daughter lives in Victoria, so we went there with the idea of staying, actually, but yeah. We rented, and I think that was our first mistake. We didn't go down there with a plan,
yeah.
And so our rental unit was phased out, all the rentals in the strata were phased out.
Okay.
We were the last ones. And by that time, prices down there, housing, ridiculous. And I think we lucked out. We looked everywhere, all kinds of places, out of province even.
Yeah.
But we found a place here which we bought, really good.
It's kind of coming full circle.
Yeah. But our time in Victoria was very, very good. I mean, I really enjoyed it. My wife and I are both, well, handicapped in walking ways, for
yeah.
sure. And so we had a apartment that was close in,
yeah.
but it was level ground, and there was lots of places to walk, no problem there. So we did get out and walk. I particularly liked, I would hop in the car in the morning, and it wasn't far from Dallas Road and the waterfront area. There.
Right.
And the walkway, and I would go down there, did a lot of walking. I really got into walking there, it was pretty good for me. And I met a whole bunch of dogs and their owners, because the doggy park
right.
down there. That was fun. That was one of the better parts. And musically, I got very involved. There was, I met some wonderful musicians, some good, made some good friends. I was in three big bands.
Yeah.
That was really fun. I enjoyed that. Thursday night. At Herman's, the jazz club,
right.
is a sit-in kind of situation. They have a jam night.
Yeah.
So I went down quite frequently and sat in and met those people. And through them, I met a whole bunch of other musicians that would come in and go. So one of the guys that I met, older man, older than me, a few years, was a good trumpet player, and he said, would you be interested in joining a big band? And, that was early on, and I said, yeah, for sure. So he got me, subbing in the bands, and he was in two big bands, and eventually I became members of both of them, and I got him going into our... we had a seniors concert band out in Oak Bay. So, I was really quite involved. I was going out four times a week.
What was the name of the big bands you were playing?
The Island Big Band.
Right.
The Swift Shore Big Band. And the other one was the Groovin' Hard Big Band. Yeah.
Groovin' Hard?
Groovin' Hard, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ross Piano.